We're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
the darkness back out into the day. We will stumble, oh, we will surely fall. Running in circles after learning to crawl. Running in circles, attempting the hurdles we once knew to be walls. We're holding our tongues now.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane. Sane.
And that boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a chew. I want to count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and frontier psychiatrists?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world.
The world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Do an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Or juice on your chin.
And I promised my girlfriend I'd get
the violin.
Record.
looking sly and looking fine, like you're about to say this fool. And I know that there are ways to say you're down to play, yeah, even how to say that's cool. But all the hyenas and the chicas and the vatos today use the only word that says it true. Sets me free. Orale, the only word
when this bird has flown, when spring has sprung, when what you used to know, like the back of your hand, isn't even on the tip of your tongue, when the chips have settled, when the dust is down, when you have washed off the grease paint, and you are still a clown. Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Now. When the bottle is empty, when the money is gone, when you are just another angry old man shouting, get off of my lawn, when your tree has fallen and there was no one to hear it, when your heart is a cornered stray and you can't get near it, who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Love you. Who's gonna love you now? Now. When the very bottom dollar is gone to the last top dog, when the princess has kissed you soundly and you are still a frog, when there's no way through, when the only way is out, when it is all over but the shouting and you're too tired to shout, tell me who's gonna love you, love you now. Love you now. Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Now, now.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I got a one-way ticket to a one-horse town where the roads ain't steady and the lights are burnt out. Gonna ditch my troubles, gonna find the sound of a lonely river and lay low for a while. We'll be right back.
This is the age of us. I feel I must be wearing my welcome. I must be moving on. For my intentions were good intentions. I could have loved you. I could have changed you. I wouldn't be so. I wouldn't feel so consumed by selfish thoughts. I'm sorry if I seem self-effacing, consumed by selfish thoughts. It's only that I still love you deeply. It's all the love I've got.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is! How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
Been trying to meet you. Hey, must be a devil between us, or whores in my head, whores at the door, whore in my bed. But hey, where?
puts misery close the rose of my heart. Now what I see in the long twilight, a star falls down on the hill so white, on the hill. In a golden hue, no one in this world knows what they do. I take my oath and I make my vow for the tender things are upon me now. In the fragrant sweet of the evening air, I could leave this world quite without a care.
Hey everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford!